good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, May 3, 2016. I am Thungamile Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo, and tonight we continue our conversation on the divisive national pledge that school children were compelled to recite on the commencement of the second term today.
Let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7, and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And of course, as you know by now, you can give us a call and we will call you back. To join us on the program live on air, call us at 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back.
We are also streaming live on the internet at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Schools opened today across the country with pupils taking the requisite national pledge that has sparked a firestorm and a lot of resistance among Zimbabweans. In addition to the pushback by churches, teachers, and parents, human rights lawyers have also challenged the pledge in the Constitutional Court.
Some schools, however, are said to have ignored the controversial pledge. Apart from this issue, many teachers are reported to have skipped class after failing to get their bonuses from banks due to cash shortages, and some parents also failed to get bank withdrawals for school fees.
Mm-hmm. And Tunga, we usually see the issue of money being a big deal on the opening of schools. But today it was coupled by obviously the issue that teachers were saying they were going to stay away from the classroom due to their non-payment of bonuses. But then we also saw the children themselves having to recite this what has become a controversial national pledge. And we, of course, heard on our shows earlier the little voices of young kids who are saying that pledge that many are saying is very unconstitutional.
Indeed, Ms. T. Lee Chonanjani Emakaya, Igu Sangana, Msagazweni wa Studio 7, Uhlelo lwabasakhula, Uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokuvulwa kwezikolo lapho esibone khona abantwana bebanjwa ngamandla ukukhonza iflegi yeZimbabwe, bethatha isifungo sokubana bazimisele ukuyihlonipha iflegi yeZimbabwe lokuhlonipha amaqhawe elizwe, kanti njalo bayathembisa ukuba ngabantu abathembekileyo. Ngakolunye uhlangothi, zivuliwe izikolo, imali ihlupha emabhanga, abazali abanye bathi kabenelisanga ukuthola imali yama-school fees. Kanti-ke abanye ababalisi labo bathi kabayanga fundisa lamhlanje ngoba bengakatholi imali yabo yama-bonus abayithenjiswa nguhulumende. Bathi ingenile, yebo babonile ama-payslips, kodwa ngokusilela kwemali emabhanga kabenelisanga ukuyithatha. Ngakho-ke sikhuluma ngakho konke lokho emsakazweni wenu, lisitshayele ucingo. Sikhulumeni uhlelo ngolwenu, kwaziwayo watereri kusangana ukumo chirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutarisa inyaya ye miko yatawona ichitorwa ne vana vechikoro nasi. Vachivimbisa kuti vacha remekedza magamba enyika pamwe chete ne flag ye Zimbabwe. Izvo zvaita kuti vabereki vakawanda varairidzika nyende vemachechi kuti vatsutsumwe zvikuru takaona masvondo maviri matatu apfuura magweta achienda kumatare achipikisa nyaya iyi. Pamusoro penyaya iyi tiri kutarisazve kushayikwa kwemari kumabhanga uko kwaita kuti vamwe varayiridzi vasainde kuzvikoro vachiti ivo havana mari dzemabus fares nekuti mabhonasi avo apinda nhasi asi havana kukwanisa kutora mari idzi nekuti kumabhanga hakuna mari. Naizvozvo tatenda chirongwa chatanga uyezve sike njengokukhuluma kwako sile National Pledge yabantwana esikolo esichiyeneyo intathela izindaba zethu zihambile eHarare kubulawayo ngaphi ngaphi zaya esikolo asizweni bethatha leso sifungo abantwana besikolo.
And of course Tunga, that there were some primary school students saying the pledge this morning in Chinoy, a school in Chinoy. But of course, they are primary school, so they had the shorter version of the pledge itself. And then secondary school students had the longer version, which also was calling more controversy, which was focusing and talking about war veterans and then also pledge to honesty and dignity among themselves and others.
Indeed, and let's not waste any time without further ado. Let's go straight to our panelists. Today we have Reverend Hussein Spanda in Bulawayo, who has really been in the forefront of a pushback against this new policy. Reverend Spanda, good evening.
Good evening, Tukamiri, and good evening to our listeners.
Yes, tell us, how was the situation like in Bulawayo? You had earlier urged parents to not send their kids to school today. Did they oblige?
Yeah, well, yes, I'm very happy with Bulawayo. We had a very good success story there. For instance, we had schools like, we did our monitoring early in the morning. We had schools like Sobukazi that had very low turnout. Schools in Kulumane that had very low turnout. And part of Chinoy, we had very low turnout. I mean, I was getting reports even from our hub structures. We had schools like in Dumezweni Primary School, Amawaba Primary School, Luveve, in Mafagela, literally, the whole SDC, the parents, told the headmaster last term before the closure that they will not do it. And so already the whole school was not interested. So we had even some private schools where the children literally refused, you know, to take some private schools here in Machamhlophe, where the children refused to take part in that pledge. So in a sense, we are very happy. I think we recorded at least 60 to 70% success. And of course, the challenge has been the issue of awareness raising in some of the remote rural areas. But in some of the city schools, we are also aware that the Minister of Education sent some of their directors to make sure that this is done. Mm. But we also are very clear that parents are not happy. So we are happy about our campaign so far, and we think that we'll definitely win this thing. We'll win this battle.
Reverend Sibanda, you mentioned that you will continue pushing the case for awareness, but do you think that the children will be able to hold out and not recite this national pledge as time goes on?
Yes, I think so. We have seen, I mean, a very good example is in 1976 when the apartheid government, you know, forced school children to do Afrikaans. We know that the parents at some point fought the battle and eventually were tired. But you remember that the children revolted. And in 1976 was the turning point of the South African struggle. So I'm very convinced that the children will not accept this because, you know, it's very clear that they are not the ones who have a problem. If people have to do this national pledge, it should be the government themselves because they are the ones who have lost more than 15 billion for the past 30 years. They have failed to manage this country. They are not patriotic. They've, you know, they've damaged this country. They've made Zimbabwe to be a laughing stock in the international community. So they are the ones who should be doing this pledge. We need to see that they are patriotic. And also we are aware that most of these people, including Tokora himself, their children are not even here in Zimbabwe. But they want other people's children to be doing the pledge, while they've taken their children to Asia and to other places. So this is unacceptable. I think they should be the ones doing the pledge and not force it down the throats of other people's children.
Siyabonga mfundisi qhubeka usecingweni Titori Mtereri va mutema makadienyu umkoma wangu va mutema
chingikari ngawo ngikakhikari inimo mono andinawo ini ndinongoona sokuti zvizhinjizvimwe zvingangoita sokuti chakonzera kuti vana tivavhiringi dzemisoro nezvimwe zvinhu zvisina kunyanya kuva nebasa rinodistibha vana sengangova ndachiona sokuti kana vana vese vedhachi vehoma vechii vakapinda pachikoro chimwe vakabatanidzwa musoro pamwe chete kuti vaiti munamato werudzi kana kuti wodiwa ipapo hazvirivi kuti zvitendero zvavo kana kuti tsika dzavo zvine chokuita nezvazvo chikuru chavanenge vachida vanenge vachida kunguva panguva iyoyo kana pari paroma vanonge vachizichiroma asi kana buda anenge achiita hake zviri zvake zviri kutaurwa pamusoro pazvo ini muono wangu zvangu pachangu handinyanyisi kuona kunze kwokuti miono inge yakasiyana nenyaya yekuti zvinhu zvinotopinza nezvamatongerwo enyika asi zvakangoita sokuti kana uchingova munamato usingadisendi sizvo uchingova unoitwa zvenguva iyoyo uyo umwe neumwe ane chitendero chake netsika dzake kana angobvawo pachikoro anongoita zvakanangana naiye nyange ari mapolitician kana kuti anenge achipinda bato repiri zvematongerwo enyika hazvimukonesi kuti atsigiri rake bato kana abva pamunamato inenge ichiitwa paanenge achidzidza dzidzo iku.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vamutema. Yeah, we have our second guest, Gifty Siziba of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Mnumzana Siziba, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yeah, sike sakhuluma kuhlelo lwethu olwedluleyo usithi wena ababalisi abanengaliyanga esikolo njalo isifungo lesi asenziwanga ezikolo eziningi emaphandleni kuzaphetha ngani?
Ye, ngiyabonga. Ngiyathanda ukuthi ngiqale ukuthi ngilazise ukubana isifungo lesi esingenza nguhulumende waZimbabwe kibangelwa ukuthi-ke isifungo kuyinto engavunyelwayo i-constitution yeZimbabwe. Manje-ke ngenxa yakhonokhu nangolwazi osolutholakelile ebazalini abaningi nabafundisi abangababalisi bethu abaningi-ke amatisha kayanga esikolo and leyo nto manje izakhoda inkinga eziningi kakhulu kwesikolo uma uhulumente engaqhubekela phambili ngayo.
Kusasa imali selizitholile, I'm sure abaningi lizazithola emabhanga imali yamabhonasi phela, abanye belisithi kalitholanga imali yokuya e-bus fare. Lingahamba khonapho lizafika yini ezikolo likhuthaza abantwana ukubana bengangeni leyo nto?
Okay, okusafanele kunanzelele-ke ukuthi khona uhulumende imali iphakwe emabhanga kodwa ke uzananzelela ukuthi inkinga ekhona ukuthi ke emabhanga ezimbabwe akulazi mali kule abathi liquidity the crunch ngoba uzananzelela ukuthi abafundi abaningi bahlulekile kuye esikole ngoba abadala bengakwanelisi ukuthola imali ke from emabhanga elizweni. Ngakho-ke ababalisi uma behamba ezikoleni thina njengabameleli babalisi sivumelele ukubana-ke ababalisi abayikufundisa-ke sizayenza abajena i-classroom boycott-ke ukuthi ihulumende ame lokhu-ke afuna ukukufaka engingathini umister Lekura-ke isifunga afuna ukusifaka ebafundi.
Uko vadokora vacho kana kuti hurumende ika itora matano yekuti imimi sevarairidzi izvi zvinofanirwa kuitwa kuzvikoro mutemo waiswa nehurumende muchatambira sei nyaya iyoyo.
Okay, hurumende yezimbabwe yakapiwa kodzero nevanhu vezimbabwe kuti iyo ichigadzira mitemo. Kugadzira mitemo haiti mitemo ndikati nini paofisi yandimisa vadokora. Mitemo inoitwa yataurwa nevanhu vemuzimbabwe chinonzi nechirungu mastakeholders. Constitution yezimbabwe inopa vanhu kodzero rekuti kana mitemo inogadzirwa isiri consistent neconstitution yezimbabwe haifaniri kuteedzerwa. Sezvo isusu sevamiriri vevadzidzisi tiri kuti maticha
We seem to have lost Sizi over there.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can get him back on the line. Reverend Sibanda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
You know, there's one person here from our WhatsApp who said, at our school, his name is Garikai, at our school we didn't recite the pledge, low turn up in classes. I think that was the other issue that last week we spoke about when you were saying, regardless of this issue of the national pledges, also other issues plaguing the school system itself. I think Gift just pointed that out in Tunga talking on that issue. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that you witnessed today, those common issues that we see day to day when it comes to you know, payment of schools, non-payment of parents, and even non-payment of teachers?
Yes, well, I think that obviously now, because of our economic situation and liquidity crisis, most of the parents could not pay school fees. And also, this cut across, it's no longer, in the past, it used to be, you know, parents maybe would not be working, but now you're looking at 80% to 90% unemployment in Zimbabwe, but also middle-class parents do not have resources anymore to pay for their children. So this is affecting everyone across the board. And as a result, most of the parents today, the children could not go to school because they just did not have the money. Or even for boarding schools, the parents just did not have that money anymore. And most of the teachers could not go to school, partially because of this campaign, but also because they just do not have the resources. They're waiting for their money from the banks. The banks do not have any cash. The ATMs do not have cash anymore. You have to go inside the bank to try and get money, and there are limits to how much you can get out of it. But also we're glad that church-run schools are all now coming on board and saying that they will not allow the plate in their schools. As you know, the Brethren in Christ has done that. The Methodist Church has done that. And it looks like most of the church-run schools are actually saying they will not have the pledge in their schools. So that is also another huge impact. And today, most of them followed like what we had asked them to do, to say, let's not recite, you know, let's make sure that instead of reciting the national pledge, people would do the normal Lord's Prayer. And this is what people have been doing. So this is a, I think this has been a resounding cry across the whole country. And this issue of failure to pay teachers in time and also failure by DOCORA to focus on the core issues is really affecting our education system.
Emabhanga vapiwa malini abantu mfundisi?
They were pure ama $200 kumbe kwamanye babanike encane kula khona apho. Ngenxa yakho nokhu ke i-school fees ikakhulu labo ababefuna ukuthi abantwana be-boarding school imali yakho niyabe ingasakwani. Unikwa $200 ngelanga kuphela. Imali yakho na unxa umuntu ehambe esitolo kumele uqale uthenge olunye ulutho ukwenzela ukuthi bekunike enye imali njalo. Ngakho kuhle kunciphisa imali umuntu abe elayo.
Oh, Nkosi yam. Ungayikatshana mfundisi Titore Batereri. Miss T tina Mkoma Joshua ku South Africa. Mkoma Joshua mapi na muchirongwa?
Eh, maswera sei Mkoma mutungame.
Ah, taswera musha meno imimi koko.
Ah, taswera zvinge zvinani.
That's good. Chirongwa ndechenyu mapinda?
Ya, sekutangana nda kubvunza kuti I national pledge yakudzwa vana ndei handisini apo kudzidza.
Kwanzi ndekuremekeza ka flag ye Zimbabwe nemagamba enyika.
Ah, vagara vana vanongoremekeza omwe flag ye Zimbabwe. Kana vachiimba national anthem mumakuveni vachiturika flag ye Zimbabwe. Kuratidza kuti vanoremekeza magamba akatizira muhondo yetu murenga. Saka hadizi kuti watu vamutemo mutsva here kana kuti zvava kunzi vaiti sei.
Mutemo mutswa watanga nhasi pakuvhurwa kwezvikoro.
Hadizivi kuti zvichatibatsirawo here mudzidzo kana kuti unongova mutemo inongoiswa. Devava vachiisawo kuti voisawo mutemo inosungira kuti vo mabhuku atengwe muzvikoro stationary inge irimo yakakwana. Mitemo inowanda dzidzo yoita shoma. Maticha acho haabhadharwi. Kana achibhadharwa haabhadharwi ini taimu. Madheta anochinja ekubhadhara maticha. Ivo vana vavo vanoisa mutemo wacho vana vavo vanodzidza kunze kwenyika. Tivedu ndo vanotambura tiri varimo muZimbabwe.
Aha, aiwa maita basa Mukoma Joshua. Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Tokurudzira hurumende kuti wo maticha ndozvo ndo vanodzidzisa vana vedu kuti anzi musoja anobva muna ticha. Kuti vanzi ivo vamugabe vakabvawo muna ticha. Kunzi vanzi vava Jonathan Moyo vakabvawo muna ticha. Saka wa profesa unga wabva muna ticha kana kuti wa president unga wabva muna ticha handi kushora kuti basa ravanoita ndo rakadi. Asi kuti unzi president unobva pana ticha. Kuti unzi musoja unobva pana ticha. Saka tinokumbirawo kuremekedzerwawo vadzidzisi vanodzidzisa vana vedu muZimbabwe.
Aiwa ichokwadi Mukoma Joshua. Ndinovimba vakaterera vehurumende nekuti tiri nepfenyuro yeruzhinji. Tiri nepfenyuro yevanhu.
Izvozvo munoita basa nekuti batanidzawo nevehurumende kuti tinge tichitaurawo pfungwa dzedu.
Aiwa tinotenda Mukoma Joshua kuSouth Africa wakuti nemumwe mutereri zvekare kuSouth Africa vaForward Mupfumi. Vamupfumi makadi henyu?
Tinovhara baba vaBlessing Zulu makadi henyu andiva.
Blessing Mukoma wangu ndinoitwa Ntungamiri Nkomo.
Tungamiri Nkomo tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa chenyu chakanaka baba.
Tinotenda Mukoma.
Zvendinoona zvino zvitingabudisa pachena ndezvekudai nyadzi dzinokunda rufu. Zvomunoona tichiti nyadzi dzinokunda rufu vanhu ava instead yekuvisei parufu yatakachema tikapedza saka pakashayiwa rufu pakawanika nyadzi. Saka nokuda kwekuondoka kwaakaita nyika asi from 1980 mukarangarira kangai wakabva mari yeGNB ikapera. Saka izvezvi vanozama kuvhara kuti zvisaoneka. 15 billion yakabiwa iyi national pledge ndeyekuvhara ndeyekufanikidza kutora bhombo jani kusunga egeja embambo yegeja yobva yodambuka. Handi munoona vari kuda kudambura mutemo yechikoro vari kuda kudambura dzidzo yevana nokuti vanoshandisa bhombo jani nepbc pazvisingafaniri. Votora zvehatiso pasingafaniri voshandisa kuri vakuti vanotanga vafosa maticha kuvanyima mari kuti vatye vaviri mazona. Saka iko zvino vanongoita nokuti vanenge vakaudzwa kuti kana ukarega kicha waine 20 years kana kuti waine makore akatiniko zvinozaitika. National pledge ndei bozi iki azina yusi ende zvinobetsera ibozi already ndagara ndinamata kana ndinamata baba vangu ndagara ndinawo kumba kana ndinamata mwari ndagara ndinawo kumba inoona zvepa zvampiyo inoita sokuti ndibaba vanomanikidzumana andiwada usingadi nokuti unonga uchimoni ndimubereki wei now is a ruling party but Maramei should not be forced people to do what they don't want to do. Maramei, if you need to do then they've got nothing to do. Even the currency is they protest. Now they are using gun and fires, whatever the theater. They
know
those people for their own cry. You understand? But remember him.
Maita baza va mupfumi mfundisi va tukutela abantu lapha va chingakuyi
hayi vari kutaura chokwadi bakuru miqiniso udabo lukhona thina njengabafundisi olusihluphayo ikuba sibona ukudubeka kwabantu kakhulu intandane ziyehluleka ukuya esikolo abantwana abaningi abayehlule ukuthi abazali babhadala imali yokuthi abantwana bekwanise ukuthi baye emabhodini baye esikolo sikhangela abantu kathesi ngikhuluma kanje abazali abaningi abanamsebenzi ngakho into leyo ukuthi udokora abeseletha ukuthi abantu beyenze i-national pledge bekhonze iflag yeZimbabwe ayisolo utho oluqakathekileyo kathesi empilweni zabantu abantu bona bekhangelela ukuthi engxe ngabe kuthiwa yena uletha ke iprogram yokuthi kungabhadalelwa njani abantwana abayehlulekayo ischool fees singathola njani amabhuku kwenzela ukuthabe maningi amatishala angabhadalwa njani imali yabo ngesikhathi ukwenzela ukuthi bakhuthazeke nxa befundisa abantwana kodwa into esimbona eyenza ikuletha ulutho olungalancedo ulutho kathesi sikhuluma kanje eZimbabwe esingaludingiyo njalo ethu esuka lapho-ke abe sefosela abantu sekuletha ngenkani sibona ngani lokhu akwenzayo kuzaletha uletha ukuthi abantu baxabane lo hulumende wabo akulunganga njalo kumele ukuthi yena uhulumende awuxwayisise ukuthi kathi ukwenza kuvelela ngaphi njalo enye into esisihlupha kakhulu yikuthi lundoda udokolo ukhanya elwisana lesi kristu kakhulu ngoba siyamangala ukuthi ukuza kwakhe sokuqalisa ukubuza ukuthi kathi vele iscripture union sisebenza njani ezikolo sokuthwana i-liplage yakhe sokumele isuse umthandazo owenziwa ekuseni savele sokuthiwazi sisakhula ukuthi kuyathandazwa umthandazo othi baba usezulwini umthandazo esawufundiswa ngujesu khanya yena kawufuni ulwisana lawo njalo sizwa kathesi abafundisi abaningi bekhala ukuthi laba abangenisa izinkonzo ezikolweni ukuthi sebesuswa njalo yi-ministry of education
Mfundisi, if we can just hold on right there. We'll come right back to you. Of course, we need to take our quick break. Mfundisi Useni Sibanda, and we also have Kennedy Masia on the line. Kennedy, please hold on. We'll come back to you after this break. And to our radio listeners, of course, it's time to say goodbye, but you can still catch us on our live stream. Tunga, as usual, where can they go?
www.voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. We'll be right back.